Councilman Parker Agelasto believes many of the financial details of the mayor's plan were overly optimistic.
That a lot of the details of the plan were not in place in terms of land acquisition, in terms of some of the financial projections, etc.
Councilman John Belisle says the plan put a moral obligation on the city.
If the project goes bad, then the city's on the hook to pay the debt. The last time that happened was the Broad Street Community Development Authority. The total cost in 2010 when the city had to bail it out was over $70 million.
Belisle says council members will have to meet with the administration to decide where the capital improvement money set aside for the Shaco project will now go.
Infrastructure, could be stormwater, could be drainage, all kinds of different needs that we have.
Jones plans to reintroduce the proposal at a later date, and he's scheduled a meeting on Thursday to discuss it further with council, though some members say they don't plan to attend. Craig Carper, WCVE News.